from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. You might want to call this a Christmas miracle. All the outdoor skating rinks operated by the city of Timmins are now open. Facilities and Recreation Supervisor Fred Salvador specifically says they're open for now. The mild weather and rain predicted for the weekend might force his department to close the rinks next week. See the list of rinks on MyTimmonsNow.com. Cash registers at many retail outlets across our region this Christmas aren't ringing up as many sales as they traditionally do. Frank Louvell is president of the Cochrane Board of Trade, which is part of the Northern Corridor Group of Chambers of Commerce. He's a bit surprised at the situation, considering the mail strike that curtailed online sales. He attributes the drop in foot traffic in stores, including his own drugstore, at least partly to the political upheaval on both sides of the Canada-U.S. border, making shoppers leery of spending too much.
Things are also getting more expensive, so I think people are just buying what they need and not splurging as much as in some other years.
Of course, final figures will be available after the holidays. Louvell hopes the economy turns around in 2025. With the threat of early elections, both federally and provincially, Ontario's New Democrats are postponing their annual convention. The event was supposed to be held in Toronto early next month, allowing delegates to discuss and formulate party policy. But the decision by federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh to move a motion of non-confidence when Parliament returns in late January changes the political dynamic. And many observers feel Premier Doug Ford would want to take advantage of the federal Liberals' unpopularity by calling a snap vote soon after. Convention resources are now being focused on an election campaign, with the party nominating as many new candidates as it can. Kids locally and around the world can once again follow Santa's journey across the country tonight. It's thanks to NORAD and 21 Aerospace Control and Warning Squadron at 22 Wing North Bay. Corporal Colby Ransom says they use radar as part of the North Warning System to initially detect Santa, with satellites picking up his trail from there.
Rudolph's nose has a very distinct heat signature that we've kind of learned to identify over the past many years of tracking him. So we use that to follow him around the world, and then when he enters Canadian airspace, that's when we send up our fighter jets to go visually identify him, just to be 100% certain that it is Santa Claus.
NORAD has been detecting, identifying, and escorting the jolly old elf on his journey since 1955. Kids can follow along by calling 1-877-HI-NORAD or visiting noradsanta.org.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.